Blog Talk Radio.
With me on a special broadcast. This is actually, we're actually starting like the new season of Craze Radio. Of course, we're all about the independents and underground unsigned artists. But tonight we will be talking to a special guest by the name of Joshua Gunn. Some know him as Jay Gunn. He's from North Carolina. We're going to try to call Joshua. Let's see. We have a winner.
Yeah, hello.
Joshua?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. How are you?
I'm fine. This is Christy Love.
What's happening, Christy?
So honored to be able to talk to you tonight.
Oh, yeah. It's mine. The honor is all mine. I appreciate you reaching out.
And I really, I can't even remember how I came across you. There's no telling. I'm always clicking on artists. And I was going through my Facebook the other day, and I kept seeing some stuff about Dame Dash. I was like, well, what's going on with Dame Dash, you know? And so I started paying attention, and then today I saw it again, and I was like, let me click and see what's going on,
yeah.
Like, for real, for real. And I was like, okay, because when I first saw it, I thought you were in production with the show or actual part of the show, and then the more and more I looked, I was like, this is an artist, and he will be on the show, Christy. So I had to get myself together. But
yeah.
I just wanted to go ahead and reach out to you and get you on our first episode of Craze Radio for our third year anniversary.
Oh, word. Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Welcome to Craze Radio.
Glad to be here.
Thank you so much. Joshua or Jay Gunn. Do you go by Joshua Gunn or Jay Gunn?
I go by Joshua Gunn, but most people shorten it and call me Jay Gunn, but Joshua Gunn is my name.
Okay. I like to get personal, so I'm going to call you Jay, like we old friends from the block.
That's cool. Yeah, that's cool.
But everybody, so Joshua is from North Carolina, Durham to be exact, right?
That's right. Yeah, Bull City.
Hip-hop artist. Started as a battle rapper and transitioned into a well-rounded artist and musician.
Yeah.
I actually read that you have been into this music thing for like 15 years.
Yeah.
I was like, is that a typo? Because, like, he don't look a day over 20. Like, what are they talking about? But
yeah,
you
I've been doing
young, right?
Yeah, like since I was like 9 years old.
Oh, my God, that's, like, unheard of. So what at 9 years old, what were you doing?
I was rapping probably at 9 years old. I was rapping about, you know, stuff that was probably too mature for my age. I really, the way I got started rapping was I had an older brother, and my brother is almost 7 years older than me. So, you know, around that time, he was already a teenager, and he was into, you know, what I consider the golden era of hip-hop. So he exposed me to, you know, a lot of really good music at that age. So I naturally wanted to mimic what my big brother was doing. And, you know, I figured out that I could memorize lyrics very easily. Like, even now, if I hear a song one time, I don't know from front to back. So I started off just memorizing other people's raps and rapping them for my friends and impressing everybody at, you know, in elementary school with these rap lyrics and using curse words, and everyone thought it was so cool. But, you know, I really enjoy performing. I've been performing, like, in the theater and in other ways ever since I could talk. I've been on stage. So I always felt really comfortable on stage, and then transitioned from that to writing my own raps, like, around age 9. You know, from there, the rest was history. My dad entered me in talent shows. I started winning, and I really loved what I was doing. And I felt like I had found my calling in life.
So very artistic, very artistic. You can do it all.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say that. I can't draw, so
really?
I say very musically inclined. I cannot draw. No, I'm
most artists that I come across that sing or that are really, really, like, extremely talented can also draw or paint. And you can't do that.
I know. I can't do it. I can't do it. It's not. It's just not my thing. I am, like, a really terrible. I went to one of those wine and design classes one time, and I did really good with the instructions, and I'm proud of that piece. But other than that, I'm really terrible. I'm off. If you asked me to draw a picture of a tree, you would have a tough time recognizing it
as a
tree.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm
that's
really
horrible.
Yeah,
oh, wow. You were too busy memorizing Public Enemy
lyrics
and whoever else.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Too busy trying to perform to learn. I can't even really write. My handwriting is even really awful. So anything that involves a pen and drawing or writing, I'm just not really good at it. But rapping and performing and music, that's my thing.
Okay. I get it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, when did you really, I mean, of course I know you took it serious back then. You probably thought at 9 years old you was like the sweetest thing since.
I thought I was going to be the next one.
When did you really, like, know, okay, this is really, really something, and I'm going to pursue this?
You know, I always wanted to pursue it because every time I would rhyme for somebody, whether it be one of my peers or, like, my brother's homeboys, they would be blown away. But I recognized then, you know, even then, I was like, you know, it's probably just because I'm a kid rapper. So I really was very conscious of trying to, like, not be a kid rapper. Like, I didn't rap about kid stuff. I always had a vision for myself as being, you know, the top hip hop artist in the game. So I think, you know, maybe around like 12 or 13, I really started to say, this is what I want to do with my life. And I started to take it seriously. But then, because at that age, just getting into a recording studio was a goal of mine. Cause I'd never been in a studio. I was like recording on, I don't know if you remember those little boom boxes that you could wrap into the speaker and it will record you. Are you old enough
absolutely
to remember those?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
so I was right recording on those, like,
you
really. Okay. All right. Really terrible sound quality and stuff. So my dream at the time was just to go into a studio. You know what I'm saying? And then the ability to go into a studio was just exciting to me. So a friend of my dad's had a studio in his basement. He had a record label called Hectic Records. And he was working with a guy named Mike City. Mike City is now a Grammy Award winning producer. He produced that Sunshine Anderson hit she had. He produced Carl Thomas's Summer Rain, that era. He produced some stuff for Dave Hollister, Stevie Wonder, Brandy. So he's big time now. But at the time, he was going to North Carolina Central here in Durham, and I got to work with him when I was a kid. He brought Big Daddy Kane to his studio, and I got an opportunity to work with Big Daddy Kane at like 12 or maybe I was 13. And that, if I had to pick one moment, that was the moment where I was like, yo, this is what I want to do. Like, I'm standing next to a legend right now, and he's telling me, yo, you got it, bro. Like, I remember Kane telling me, you got it. And someone of that, at 13, he said, bro, you have it. Like, you got it. And, you know, that really stuck with me. That really inspired me. So if you ask me, like, what the particular moment where I was like, okay, maybe I really am as good as I think I am, it was that moment.
And then, so what was the first, like, what was the first song you put out? First song you ever recorded in the studio?
It was the record was called Blaze It Up. That was the name of the record. And it was, I was in a group with two other guys, and Big Daddy Kane was featured on the record. That was the first song that we recorded. It's called Blaze It Up. I don't remember the lyrics, but I remember that being the record.
Well, you have to find that. I want to hear it.
It's probably not hard for me to find. I could probably find it, and if I find it, I'll send it to you. I have to ask Mike City if he still has it. I'm sure someone has it somewhere. We actually put it out, like out, because they had a little independent label at the time, so it might not be hard to find. This was before the internet was really popping, but I bet I could find it.
So by the time you got through high school and college, because you went to North Carolina A&T University,
A&T, yeah, Aggie Pride, yep.
Oh, yeah, y'all just had a homecoming, too. The greatest homecoming on earth.
Greatest homecoming on earth, yes. I'm still recovering.
Did you perform there, or did you just go in and have fun?
I didn't perform this year. I didn't perform because when initially I was supposed to be on tour during homecoming, so I wasn't even planning to be there, but the tour actually got postponed, so I was able to be there, but I didn't get to perform.
Okay, and what tour are you currently on?
So we were supposed to go on a tour with Scarface and Twista called the Three the Hard Way Tour. Juvenile is also on that tour. However, I think they have a few parties involved, had some issues legally, and the tour has been postponed. So I don't have any more info as to when we're going back on the road with those guys, but we were supposed to, that tour was actually supposed to start in October, but they've since moved it to next year. So we'll see what happens.
Okay. And when you say we, are you part of a group?
No, I'm not part of a group, but I perform with the band. So, you know, my bandmates and I, so we perform with a 4-piece band. And then there's also another vocalist in the band, a singer, Brandon Pierre, who tours with us as well.
You always tour with the band?
I always play with the band. Yes. Yes.
Wow. Now that's different for a hip hop artist.
Yeah, and, you know, it's like, it's special. That's one of the things that I really, like, I think that if people listen to my music, I think they'll get it. But I think really to understand what we're doing and kind of the whole approach that we're taking, you have to see me live because the band adds a whole other element to what we're doing.
Yeah, I was about to say, I love a live band. And, like, if I could go to a hip-hop show and they have a live band, like,
yeah.
Oh my God, we'll be like so in love.
Well, you got to come out and see us. You got to come out and see us.
I will. So what, like, do you do a lot of appearances here in North Carolina? Because I know you big time. I seen you over in Jamaica and some are everywhere. So do you do a lot of sets here locally?
Yeah, we do. I mean, I perform in Durham at least once a year. This is my hometown, so I always do at least one show in Durham a year. And then we typically will perform in Greensboro at least once a year as well. Charlotte, we performed in Charlotte every year for the past 5 years. So we're in North Carolina a lot. I try not to stay too local because, A, you don't want to overexpose yourself, and, B, you know, I have goals and aspirations of achieving things outside of the U.S.
Right.
So I try to focus a lot of my energy there, but it's nice to be able to come home and still rock a crowd. I'm doing a show in Durham on New Year's Eve, actually. We just signed a contract for that. So I don't know what part of – are you in North Carolina? Where are you at?
Yeah, I'm in Raleigh.
Oh, yeah. So we're doing a show New Year's Eve in Durham, if you're here. Fonte from Foreign Exchange is actually hosting it, and we're headlining that performance. So
where?
You should definitely come out. It's at the Durham Armory.
I'll try to remember
that. So I don't know if you're familiar with – are you familiar with the Art of Cool Festival?
Yes.
Okay, so the Art of Cool is actually doing the show, and we're headlining it for New Year's.
That's actually really good. It was actually a good thing, because I can tell you are quite intelligent. You have your head on straight. So by you having all of those musical influences so early in your life, it really sets you up to be as successful as you are now with the music and touring and everything.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that. I think I've really been blessed to have the right people around me and to learn from a lot of really incredible people.
Yeah, and so, but you are still classified as independent, right?
I am an independent. I am absolutely independent. Yes. Yeah. I actually own my own company, which is called Red Eye Lifestyle. It's a partnership with a friend of mine named Rashad Latson. Red Eye Lifestyle has been around for four or five years. We've been working together. So we do everything in-house. We promote our own shows. We book our own shows. We create, press and distribute, and sell our own music.
Wow. That is a lot. Because
yeah, it's not easy.
I be trying to tell these unsigned artists that's trying to be independent, look, do it yourself. You don't need anybody else's label. You can do it all yourself. So I really, you know, I'm thankful that you are able to do that. But that leads me to your appearance on the Master Teacher's new show on NBC.
Yeah.
The Dame Dash.
Yeah.
How did you connect with Dame?
Oh, yeah. So I try to keep my answers short. I have a tough time telling short stories. So I met Dame Dash through a guy named Big Bootsy, who is an entrepreneur in Durham as well. He has his own record label, and he's been in the air. He's from Harlem, though. So him and Dame grew up together. He played him. He was in Paid in Full. He's a good friend of Dame's. And my videographer, Ab, was like, yo, Bootsy and them are doing some work with Dame Dash. And so my whole life, I'm a hip-hop fan as well as an artist. I've always admired Dame, and the whole Rockefeller movement is heavily inspired what I do. So I was like, man, I just got to meet him. I really want to meet him. So Ab was like, you know, I'll check with Bootsy and see if we can make it happen. So Ab was like, you know, let me wait a little while, because they had other artists that they were working with. They had other things they were doing. But once he developed that relationship, he introduced me to Bootsy. Bootsy checked out everything that I was doing. I was like, this is perfect. This is exactly what Dame is looking for. I want to take you to meet him. So I got a chance to go meet Dame at 102 Jams. It was only a couple months ago. Maybe it was the summertime. So a few months, a few months back, met Dame, and we kind of just started to talk a little bit about what I'm doing. And Dame and I, we saw eye to eye on a lot of things, just in terms of our approach to booking our own shows, our independent mindset, the fact that we're focusing a lot on international exposure rather than just U.S. We talked about some artists that we, like Alice Smith, he's a big fan of hers and a friend of hers. This artist named Citizen Cope, that I actually had a record on my album that we sample, is one of Dame's better friends. So we just had a lot in common from our initial conversation. And then it really took off from there. Dame saw what we were doing. He came to see me perform here in Durham. And, you know, I think he was really impressed by everything that we had. And he's like, look, I want to work with you. And I didn't know at the time that he was doing a TV show, but the relationship kind of developed from there. And he was like, I want you to be the first guest on my show. And he was like, I want you to bring the band. You guys can perform. And so that the rest is history. We're on the first ever Dame Dash show, which is pretty dope, because he's piloting in Raleigh tonight, but it's actually going to eventually be a national show on NBC. So it's really, really exciting.
And I, you know, I don't watch that much TV anymore, but
yeah.
If it wasn't for you, if it wasn't for me liking your page and, you know, your stuff being on my timeline, I would have never known anything about it. And
yeah.
So, like I said, I can't even remember how I got to you, but there's a purpose for everything. But
God works in mysterious ways.
He does. And I'm like, oh, my God, this show is so awesome especially for independent artists that are trying to get their stuff together. I'm pretty sure that they will gain a lot of knowledge from watching his show. So I'm definitely going to promote it, you know, as much as I can. And like you said, for him to reach out to you, well, now that I know y'all have this buddy-buddy connection now, but, you know. But for him to be as big as he is and really choose our market to start his show in, you know what I'm saying, and then incorporate somebody that's from here, like, that is so major.
It is. It is. I agree. I said this when we were shaping the show, just Dame that may not even recognize how important it is to us as a state and as an area to have someone of his caliber choose our area to launch a show. And I think, you know, I think when Dame came here, he was actually surprised at the level of talent that's in the state, because, you know, being a New York City guy, you think of North Carolina as, like, you know, farm town. And you may not recognize, that, you know, there's some dope artists here in every genre. And, you know, that's something that I've been fighting forever, as long as I've been doing music, is getting people to see not only me, but everyone else here that's so talented, because I believe in, you know, especially my city, I believe in Durham a lot. I know there's lots of talent here, but statewide, there's so many incredible artists. So his show is going to be a platform for that. And just a way for us to gain some exposure and some knowledge. So it's a super big deal.
I'm so happy about it. So during the first episode, which actually airs tonight after Saturday Night Live, 1:30 a.m., I do believe.
1:30 a.m., yeah, it's going to be late for a while.
And that's a good time for artists, because, you know, they're going to be in between wherever.
Right,
If they leave the club early or haven't got there yet, you know, like, it's a perfect time. And everybody has a TiVo or DVR or something, so I'm pretty sure they can catch it.
Right.
If they don't catch it
live.
Agree.
Yeah, DVR, or, you know, and it's also going to be available on Dame Dash Studios too. So Dame just launched a streaming service last month. So if people can't see it, you know, if they don't catch it on the DVR, they don't catch it live, or they don't watch it on the WNCN.com, they can always see it on Dame Dash Studios, and it'll be there forever.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely check that out. And I don't want to keep, you know, too much of your time, but right quick,
I got time.
Your music. Like, I know you've been doing music for so long, so where can we find all of Joshua Gunn's music?
Yeah, all of my music, everything that I've ever done is available on jgunmusic.com. That's jgun with two N's. So JGUNNmusic.com. Everything. All my videos are there, my show footage, my albums, my mixtapes, my leaked freestyles, everything is there. And my last album, which is called Broken Glass Half Full, is on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, everywhere that you can get music is there. Where, you know, Pandora, Apple Music, Spotify, we're on all of those places. So very, very easy to find as long as you just Google Joshua Gunn and all the music is there. And, of course, social media is Jay Gunn is better, Instagram and Twitter. So very easy to kind of tap into what we're doing. We have a lot of other exciting announcements coming very soon that I can't say. But a lot of great things, a lot of blessings are coming. So I'm really, really excited about the momentum we have right now.
Okay, and we'll definitely stay connected to you. The most recent album you say is called.
It's called Broken Glass. It's called Broken Glass Half Full.
Full. Okay. I think the song that I'm gonna feature tonight actually comes from that album. Correct me if I'm wrong. Known Unknown.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you picked that. That's actually the single that we're promoting, so I'm glad you selected that one. Yeah, Known Unknown is on
Broken
Glass.
Okay, I was about to say, now why are you glad that I picked that one? Tell me.
I'm glad you picked that because it's a single that we've been working for some time, and it's really getting some traction now. We actually, that's how we got booked for the show in Jamaica. It's actually like the top three song in Jamaica right now. At its highest point, I think it was number three in the country. And it is getting a lot of spins and a lot of love there in that market, which was surprising because it's not a reggae record. And, you know, I guess not knowing a lot about that market, I was just assuming that reggae was the only thing hitting over there. But they really loved the song. We went over there and performed. They treated us like kings. It was just, it's amazing. So I'm glad you picked that record because that's the song that I think is a huge record. I really believe in it, and I hope that you like it. I hope everyone that listens likes it as well.
I saw you all in the Jamaican airport with those girls on, representing Durham all the way over there.
I was repping. Yeah, I rep everywhere I go as hard as I can.
Okay, so the song Known Unknown is on iTunes. Go and download it. It actually features
yes, please, get it.
Another North Carolina artist, Rico Barino,
yep.
who is also one of my favorites. You know what? That's probably how I got to you now that I'm thinking about it. I don't know. How did you and Rico connect for this song? Y'all have history?
Man, we do. Yeah, I mean, just from being North Carolina artists that are kind of, you know, on the scene, you know, because – a lot of us that do it, but there's a few of us that do it on a professional level at this point and just kind of being on the scene. And I recorded in Greensboro a lot. I used to see Rico there. I really don't remember how we got introduced to each other, but we've known each other for some years now. And when we wrote the record, we were like, who should we get? I wrote the record with a guy named Weaver, who is an incredible songwriter as well, and our production team, A-List. We're like, yo, maybe let's sit into Rico. He loved it, and he added a whole new flavor to it, and then the record was born. We've performed that record together a lot, and people really, really gravitate towards it. It's a super, super feel-good record and relatable subject matter. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it. My niece and nephews like it, and they're 9 and 4, so if they like it, I know we got one.
Yeah. I said, okay, you're going to make me pick my own song to play tonight. And I went through, I was like, oh, my God, this is it.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad you picked the right one. So we had the right idea. We're both on the same page. That's good.
Okay, so Joshua Gunn, everybody,
internationally
known, okay?
Yeah.
Still repping Durham, North Carolina, so shout out to you for
that.
Thank you, like, so much for calling in tonight.
Man, thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you for taking interest in what we're doing. Really appreciate it.
Yes, we love independent artists who are doing their thing. So,
for sure.
anytime you got something to drop or you just want to check in, whatever, just let me know. We can hook it up.
We will. We will be letting you know. I have your email now, so you'll get everything that we put out. So be ready.
Don't be slamming my inbox now.
No, we won't do that.
Just new music again.
Yeah. We have so much good music to put out. So
yeah.
Beware. We will be emailing you.
All right. So before we, I'm gonna let you introduce this song. But before we get into that, give everybody your social media once again.
Yeah, my social media, Instagram and Twitter is Jgunn is better. JGUNNISBETTER. That's better than your favorite rapper. People always ask me what better is. So J Gunn is better than your favorite rapper. Is the full meaning of that. JGunnMusic.com, you can get everything. Facebook, I'm there, active as well, Joshua Gunn. So we introducing the record now?
Yes, go ahead.
All right, so live Craze Radio International Global Debut, Joshua Gunn featuring Rico Barino, Known Unknown, produced by A-List Productions. Let's get it.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, yo.
Joshua Gunn, J Gunn, out of Durham, North Carolina, definitely on an international level, definitely got his business together, featuring Rico Barino, also out of North Carolina. We want to give a shout-out to Joshua Gunn, his label, everything he got going on. We want to give a shout-out to Dame Dash. Congratulations on your new show that's airing in the Triangle tonight at 1:30 a.m. So if you can't watch that tonight, make sure you set your TiVos and your DVRs to record it. You don't want to miss it. Definitely will be filled with all of the knowledge that you need going forward in your musical career. So check that out tonight. I am Christy Love. Thank you for tuning in to Craze Radio.